bless Am Yisrael, protect Am Yisrael, save, gave Am Yisrael unbelievable nisim, niflot, smart, and the most important, Eliyahu Navi, Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Yimera, tonight, and already, Bezat Hashem. So we touched on no eating with regards to before the Megillah, but we this Saturday, then you are going to have you have Seudah Shlishit. We talked about also trying not to make too much noise, because a lot of times you get carried away with the noises, and you actually miss the Megillah. So you kind of lost. I mean, yeah, you had fun making horse noises, but you missed the Megillah because the Hadan probably started already. Also, we talked about the tzibur has to have in mind when the Hazan is going to say the bracha, that you're going to be Yotzi, he's bracha, and he's going to be Motzi, you. Next thing they're talking about is the three brachot. So at night, we're going to say three brachot, Al Mikah Megillah, Sha'asa Nisim, and Shehiyanu. Okay? Some Ashkenaz, actually in the morning, he also will say Shehiyanu. Why? Because the reading of the Megillah in the day, they say, is more important than Megillah of the night. Now, from the Kavod of the Tzibur, the Hazan is going to stand up. The Tzibur sits and he says the bracha for them. When you have a minyan, you have a Tzibur, the Hazan is going to stand for them. If you're going to go after the Megillah reading to somebody's house or somebody's sick or you read for the wife and your wife and your daughters at home, at that point you don't have to sit. Okay, only if you have 10 people. Actually, he says, he brings the Hav Avadia when he was really old. He used to read the Megillah, and because he didn't have the strength to stand up for a long time, he would ask Mehila from the Tzibur, and he would read the Megillah for them sitting, because he couldn't stand anymore. But as long as the Tzibur is Mohel on their Kavod, then it's okay. Also good that you have two people, just like when we read the Torah during the week or on Shabbat, you have two people standing next to the Hazan, the Gabbai and somebody else. Over here also, you should have somebody with Megillah, because a lot of times the Megillah, we said, you roll it, you have somebody has to make sure it doesn't fall on the floor. It's not covered. And also to make sure that when you finish the Megillah, that you still have 10 people. Because sometimes, when you finish the Megillah, now you're coming to say the brachot, and some people, especially after a fast, they are running to the kitchen or someplace to get food. You say, no, you have to make sure you have people. And again, we have to be careful. Yes, it's a minhag, and it's an important minhag. When you say Awul Aman, you heard Aman's name, you kind of pat on the floor or something. But it's important, again, yes, it's fun, it's a fun night, it's all about the kids, but it's important to hear the Megillah and not to get carried away with all the noises.
When you read for your wife or whatever, do you need a real Megillah, like a scroll?
You should have one. You should. If somebody had no scroll, then, they only had a homish, and that's what they're going to read from the homish. But I don't think they're going to make brachot, but they're not going to make brachot on it. They're not going to make the brachot. I'll be